The following message was given by Brother Timothy Hong in the church in New York City on the Lord's Day, December 11th, 2016. The title of the message is The Kingdom and Agape Love. Scripture verses are 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8a.
Went over what we shared yesterday. I think some a lot of saints are here yesterday, but some maybe because different reasons, you didn't come. Yesterday, it was a gathering, and the brothers led us to went over how the Lord led us for more or less last 3 years. I feel the Lord still leading us. And toward the end of 2014, the brothers, even though their health is very difficult, but they made a declaration in faith that the church for the year of 2015 is advancing and enlarging. The brothers were very concerned for all the saints. The saints maybe knowing their health and feeling that, you know, the church here, how are we to go on? But just by that declaration and by all the saints cooperating with the Lord in prayer, the Lord has advanced. And the Lord, then the church has been enlarging. I myself was very encouraged. And of course, 2015, end of 15, there was a gathering also. And the brothers had the feeling that for this year, 2015, we are finishing up, right? The feeling, 2015, we advanced and we were enlarged. But 2016, toward the end of 2015, the brothers gave us the word. For 2016, right, we are trailblazing. We are trailblazing. And in different area, I think the Lord has truly led us, you know, until today. In many areas, in the gospel, you know, the gospel was in for the different languages, and we had also a gospel for all the nations, and the gospel in different areas, the Spanish speaking, the Korean speaking, the English speaking, the Chinese speaking, the Lord has really led us. Not just in the front of gospel preaching, but in many areas the Lord has led us, including the young adults. They were rising up, they had a burden concerning to pray for the gospel and to come together and to follow the Lord's leading, not just coming, having a big gospel meeting, but also preaching the gospel in the homes. So in many areas, the Lord has led us, enlarged us, enriched us. Of course, this year, the Lord also provided us with this camp, Penuel, right, that we used that camp very much. And it was a very, the saints have been using that camp and enjoying the blending together. And toward the, I have not been able to speak in detail, but I encourage all the saints, it's on live stream. You can watch it And you will realize this whole year, the Lord has led us.
Right.
And He's still leading us.
Right.
You know. Of course, this year, the Lord has led us in covering the book of 1 Corinthians until chapter 11. Then we enter into the, from the 1 Corinthians, we reach chapter 11. Then we continue with a time going over the book of Exodus. Going over the book Exodus, now finishing the Exodus, now we are on, we have covered 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and now we are on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it's truly wonderful that the Lord has brought us to 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when we went over, we saw there was a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24. It mentioned that the word blending. So the word blending, in fact, is not invented by us. Rather, the word blending is in the Word. And it's truly marvelous. The Lord sovereignly arranged that we covered 1 Corinthians 1 to 11. Then we continue in Exodus. Then we are going into 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 13. Maybe we can read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24 together. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. So we see here, God has blended the body together. You know, the blending during this year, there was a blending, especially using the KPCC, the Kingston Pennywell Christian Center. We used that for many occasions. There were the Chinese-speaking saints went there for the regular conference for the Northeast churches. And there was also the perfecting training held there. And there was the college conference held there. And there was the summer school of truth had a gathering there. And there was also, I think, the sisters' conference also there. So we see that the Lord really used that facility to blend the saints together.
Amen.
This blending is truly a blessing to all of us.
Right.
And in fact, the matter of blending, God has blended the body together, including all of us. So blending, in fact, is also Brother Lee's burden to the end of his ministry.
Right.
Because when all the churches in the States were established, it seems the situation has been very good. But the Lord asked Brother Lee, and where is the body of Christ? The churches, of course, in all the cities, in all the localities, but the body is one. Where can we find the reality of the body of Christ? So this is by blending.
Right.
And we see very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 24, that God has blended the body together. So this matter of blending is not just for us to come together,
right,
but rather all the members, even all the churches, through the blending, we can be one.
Amen.
And the Lord can have such a reality of the body of Christ. You know, most recently we had November 19, the churches in New Jersey, and the saints here, and also a lot of saints from upstate, and also from Philadelphia, even some from Washington, D.C. area. We all come together. That was truly wonderful. And it was very encouraging, not only to us, but also to all the churches. After all the what the Lord has led us, now we are toward the end of this year. For us to go on, blending is the way.
Amen.
So the Lord wants to bring us into more blending. Especially the Lord is leading us. We'll have a meeting. We have a Lord's table in Bronx.
Right.
Last night we had a gathering there. There was a blending of Spanish-speaking ones and Chinese-speaking ones, different age groups, and there were a lot of children there.
Yeah.
So blending is the way.
Amen.
So the Lord is blending us together. And in fact, Bronx, we just found out through November 19, is very close to the church in the churches in New Jersey, close to the church in Fairlawn, and also close to the church in Nutley. So they are very encouraged, and they are ready to blend with us. And the Lord's burden for us this year, not only to have to start a district meeting in Bronx, and to have the Lord's table, it's imminent. The school has already approved that for us, very open for us to have a meeting there, and there will be a meeting with the is a parents and teacher meeting. It's a PTA meeting. PTA meeting in the community. So the school is only asking us to have this meeting with the local community's people. So after this, then we can start the meeting. So the Lord is really moving on. And also, yesterday there was a brother, there were brothers' fellowship concerning Rose Avenue. The Rose Avenue, the meeting hall we have bought, and it's also the renovation is progressing. And we hope that we can use it in the beginning of this year. Next year, the beginning of next year. So the Lord is providing all the environment for all of us to move on. So I just feel the Lord is truly in our midst, taking the church on. Recently I just been reading the book of Numbers. And while we're going over this, in the book of Numbers, the Lord asked Moses to recall all the stations the children of Israel, they've been moving. The children of Israel, of course, Exodus, when we were in the training, we see the picture that the Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt in order to bring them to the Mount of God, to the mountain of God. There, the Lord gave them the Ten Commandments, and the Lord also revealed the plan of his tabernacle. And they built the tabernacle for the Lord, and at the end of Exodus, the glory of God filled the tabernacle. And once the tabernacle is ready, then the children of Israel, they start moving, The Lord brought them station by station. There were 42 stations, and eventually the goal is the good land.
Amen.
So I just feel today the Lord is leading us. We are also moving on. From 2014 to 2015,
right.
From 2015 to 2016, then soon we'll be in 2017.
Right.
And the Lord is this year trailblazing.
Amen.
And the coming year, there will be the blending.
Right.
There will be the blending.
Right.
There will be also the relevancy, for all the saints that. Just like in 1 Corinthians 12, it reveals what the Lord wants is the body. And the body has many members. And we all are members of the body. And according to 1 Corinthians 12, every member is necessary. And in fact, God has placed you, God has placed me in the body. Maybe we should read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. But now, God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, even as His will. You know, every one of us, we have a niche. Every one of us, we have a place in God's dwelling place. You know, during the Exodus training, we cover Psalm 84. In Psalm 84 was written by the sons of Korah. The sons, Korah was of the tribe of Levi. And if you read Exodus and Numbers, we will see they rebelled. And in fact, they suffered the judgment. But eventually, somehow there was some descendants of Korah, and they remained. And they wrote a psalm. They wrote Psalm 84. Because there's there are many verses in Psalm 84. Maybe we can read these two verses together. How lovely are your tabernacles, O Jehovah of hosts. At your two altars, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. O Jehovah of hosts, my King and my God. You know, there are other verses, but it's truly wonderful that God's mercy is so far-reaching and even reached the descendants of Korah, and they wrote this song. And this song shows they desire God's house. And the tabernacles refers to the churches.
Right.
And eventually you will read that the sons of Korah, they desire to be in God's house.
Right.
And they consider one day in God's house
right.
is better than 1,000 days in any other places.
Right.
They desire God's house, and they found the place. In Psalm 84, verse 3, we see they consider themselves as sparrows and swallows. And today, we all are the same. You know, we enjoy many hymns during the Lord's table. We are nothing. But God came. God came, put on flesh and blood to woo us, to bring us to Himself. And now, we, as sparrows, even we have a place in God's house. Then also mentioned the swallows. Swallows, they can lay their young between the two altars, which is God's house. So we are burdened that many of us, we have families. We need to bring our families, not just we ourselves, to come into the church life, but even our whole family need to come into the church life. And especially the burden for the children and young people, we want them to enjoy God's house.
Amen.
There's a heritage in the church in New York City. From way back, the children's meeting, there were all the children, they love to be here. And they love all the serving ones. Because they just feel here is where they belong.
Right.
And we want to continue this kind of burden. Not just here, but also in Bronx, and also in Flushing. So I just feel the Lord is strengthening how He has led us. You know, today we are going on with the Lord, for the Lord to build up His house, and the many will find a place in His house.
Amen.
You know, Korah they suffered the judgment because they did not find God's house as their resting place. But their descendants, they found their, you know, the Lord's mercy reached them, and they enjoyed God's house is their resting place. God's house is the place they can bring up their young one, their young. So I just feel that these days the Lord is truly leading us, that every one of us, we can find a place in God's house,
Amen.
In the church life, Amen. In the body of Christ. And that's the place we will feel, that's the meaning of my life.
Right.
I'm here. I'm needed. There's a place for me to function. There's a place for me to be with all the saints. Regardless of our age, regardless of our races, regardless of our languages. You know, this burden is, I just feel the Lord is truly leading us on. Even this morning, you know, we are here, but I see, you know, some of these translations, different ages, that we all are here. Here is where we belong. You know, in the city, you know, recently, last night, there was some from White Plains also. They joined the gathering in Bronx, you know. Many young adults, they came to this city to find job. They like to give themselves, you know, to the employer. But even they have the best job, that's not the meaning of their life.
Right.
You know, I got a phone call mentioning someone is in the city, graduated, had a job, but he's looking for the meaning of his life. So today, thank the Lord, we are here. We are in the best place. We are in the place God has placed us.
Right.
You know, Friday night, there was also a gospel meeting in NYU. There were two new ones gave testimony during the gospel meeting. They just testify. You know, they come to the city. Some was for school. Some was for job. But once they found the Lord, they got saved, they found their place. They were so happy. They just feel everything changed,
right.
You know. Before, you know, things bother them, they don't feel bothered. They just feel the Lord is with them. Some even share, for no reason, they are so happy. So it was very touching that a new one, they just testify. The Lord's house is their dwelling place. And the Lord is the one we all belong to, you know. So I just enjoy that today the Lord has brought us into such a place,
Amen.
And we are in such a time. You know, let me just finish up with what we covered this past week. The past week we covered concerning the kingdom and the agape love. Kingdom is a realm. Agape is a love in Greek, is higher and nobler. You know, I just wanted to mention that the two words we use a lot in the Bible concerning love. One is filial, the other one is agape. And these two words, of course, we covered previously in John 21 concerning the law, Lord's conversation with Peter and the other disciples. Then the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me?" The Lord asked, "Do you love me, agape? Do you love me with agape love?" And Peter answered, filial. In Peter's epistles, he used both words. And especially in 2 Peter, we have the verses in this past week, he used about concerning our Christian life, that our Christian life is a progressing life. That we started with faith, and then we need to add to the faith, virtue. Then virtue, knowledge. Then knowledge, self-control. Then self-control, endurance. Then endurance, godliness. Then after godliness, brotherly love. And after brotherly love, love. So there's a progressing for our Christian life. Both words are used here. So we need to go on in our Christian life. Right. But the goal, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11, maybe we can read verse 8 and 11 together. For these things existing in you and abounding constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly and bountifully supplied to you. We have another verse, which is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. It mentions giving thanks to the Father who has delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. That verse mentioned about the love and mentioned about the kingdom. Of course, God has transferred us. That means it has accomplished. Transfers out of the authority of darkness, right, which is the kingdom of Satan,
right,
transfers into the kingdom of the Son of His love,
right,
and that is God's kingdom. So on one hand, we are in God's kingdom,
right,
even in the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Right.
You know, so is it good to be in this kingdom?
Amen.
I ask someone. I say, how did you like to put the love with the kingdom? This one say, oh, I like love, but I don't want to have the kingdom. Kingdom is kind of ruling, right? It's not so doesn't put, you know, the two seems like they're against one another.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, in this verse, put the love and the kingdom together.
Right.
Today, we enjoy God's love. We enjoy God's love very much this morning, right? Doing all the hymns, but we are also in God's kingdom. So love and kingdom is together and is present. Today, this morning, we are in God's kingdom. We are also enjoying God's love. The Son of His love, in the Son, we are the object of God's love.
Right.
So it's truly wonderful. But in 2 Peter, this verse, it mentioned about an entrance shall be provided to us into the eternal kingdom of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is for the future.
Right.
So on one hand, we are in God's kingdom, but on the other hand, we're entering God's kingdom, which is the coming kingdom, the kingdom of 1,000 years. At the end, I just want to mention that kingdom is a realm. For us to enjoy this love, in fact, this love is in a realm. This realm, in fact, is the realm of God's Son, because it's the kingdom of the Son of His love. So, and this Son today is the life-giving Spirit. He is in all of us. So we want to enjoy this love is agape love, the Son, the kingdom of the Son of His love. To enjoy this love, we need to be in Christ, we need to be in our spirit. I think, you know, this word, agape and filial, they are both in John 5, and also in John 16. concerning the Father loves the Son. In fact, it was used as filial. And also mentioned the Father loves us is also filial. So we should not be so, you know, in our mentality saying the filial love is just, you know, it's just human love. We should not consider that way. We should consider that filial, of course, and agape, they both, that's why it's translated love. Of course, in Greek, they are two different words. But for us today, we definitely, we need to go on, according to Peter's experience, and the word, we need to go on from faith, eventually to brotherly love, and eventually to love. So faith is the seed. Then we go on to have the growth. Then there will be the root, there will be the trunk, there will be the branches, then there will be the flower, then the fruits. So this should be our Christian life, and this should be all our experiences. And I just want to mention one experience concerning this this love and the kingdom. That is, our love, of course, the natural love. The natural love is like a, cannot be compared with the divine love, you know. In the church life, we should grow out of our natural love. We should experience the cross, which is in the spirit. Then we will have the love that the body will build up itself in love. In fact, this love is very good because this love, the agape love, God's love, is very healthy. And it limits us sometimes, but you will realize, I realize this love is healthy for me. Sometimes we try to love someone, but we use our natural love, and that corrupts, you know. There was an incident that, in my experience, that, and this incident, you know, out of my love, I did something. But eventually, the Lord has to touch me. The Lord touched me. I need to apologize because the love was out of myself, you know. This happened both at home, also in the church life. At home, sometimes, you know, one incident was my kids tried to cook something and I tried to help. And but my kid was so angry because when I tried to help, she doesn't like it. And among us, it's the same in the church life. You know, sometimes we love someone, we try to do something, and the result is not so good. It's not so good. Why? Because of our natural love. So when we are in the spirit, our love is measured because God is a God of measure, you know. He measures certain, you know, certain amount of love to every one of us, you know. That's why we have the verses, God shines on everyone, right? God rains on everyone.
Yes.
But sometimes in the Bible, God helped, didn't send the rain. So it also happened. So we should learn, we all in the church life, enjoy the Lord, ask the Lord to strengthen us that we may live a life in our spirit. Enjoy the law and let the law flow out, you know, according to the measure, and then the church life can go on and build up itself in love.
Right.
So for this year, I think the Lord is leading us. After trailblazing this year, next year we'll go on what the Lord has brought us to this point, to this station concerning blending, that we'll continue to blend. Because the blending to bring in the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And the Lord, may the Lord bless the whole church and all of us. that we all will find a niche in the church life, in our serving Him, loving Him, in our relationship with all the saints. And also that in the coming year, we are burdened that all of us will enjoy the riches of the good land. You know, the children of Israel, they have to take 42 stations to enter into the good land. But today, we are already in the good land, because the good land is just Christ. And today, in the church life, we have the riches of Christ. The riches of Christ are in His Word. Not just in the Bible, but also in the riches in the ministry. You know, the ministry doesn't replace the Bible, but the ministry opens up all the riches in the Bible. So we all need to continue up, you know. This year, finishing up, and next year, we'll enter into all the riches of Christ in His Word, in the ministry, for the building up of His body. There are other good news. I think it will be coming concerning how we will end this year, December 31st, and opens up the new year, January 1st, 2017. Amen. I'll stop here. Maybe we can have more
fellowship.
I expect to say anything, but I feel after I heard this morning, I do not want the saints to go back, to go to the different language meetings and go home with this impression. And I think it needs to be added or amended, okay? It has been mentioned this morning, and not only this morning, but quite a few times already, when the two words were mentioned, the agape love and the filial love. And even though it has been mentioned that in the past we have the impression that the filial love is inferior and inadequate, and we need to have the agape love, but in recent weeks, and again this morning, it was mentioned that this word actually applied to God in John 5 and in John 16. Our brother mentioned that God loved His Son, used the word filial in John 5, and God loved us in John 16, also used the word filial. In the context of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 7, that in that progression of Christian experience, starting from faith and eventually end up with the brotherly love and the love. The brotherly love is a filial love, and the love, of course, is the agape love. So it was mentioned, and I think that's correctly, in Christian experience, it is a progression, okay? And also our brother gave the testimony that the natural love corrupts. And that natural love, of course, he was referring to filial love. And I do not, what is your impression, but certainly when I heard it, if I am somebody who heard this word first time, and to say this word applied to God in the Bible, how do you make the connection? Don't you make the connection? I certainly did. My impression was that, does God love need to progress? Do you understand my point?
Right.
When you say this filial love is the natural love, and God loved His Son with the filial love, and loved us with the filial love, and if you use that contact connection that natural love corrupts, can you use that? So therefore, I think if I do not amend this, I do not want anybody to go home with that impression. This is not what we believe.
Right.
Okay, now, then you say, what does it mean? Well, I think the meaning is very, very clear. I believe I made that clear a month ago, and I hope you will go back with this correct impression. That is, the filial love, yes, it applied to us, but if the filial love actually starts with the distance. I mentioned that the filial love comes with our first birth. Our first birth was our parents. what actually, you know, when we mention that word, brother, means the one who occupies the same place in the mother's womb. Means that's the closest human relationship. And when God gives us the first birth, those who are closest to us have that, and it's the object of this instinct of human love that God placed in us. And that is wonderful. Don't say it is bad, but it is limited. It is very restricted. It is only limited to the closest to us. Therefore, you know, the word, and I mentioned this to you the other day, and of course it is difficult sometimes for us to understand, to remember, filial, this filial love, the root word is philos, which is the friend, is the closest. And we all have this natural love. We love our parents, we love our siblings, we love those who are closest to us. Therefore, if we remain in that love, our love will always be selective, natural, limited to all those who are to us. Now, I think this is very important, because I want you to see this, okay? I want you to see this. I think it's unfortunate when brothers, some quoted John 5, even this morning, when you quote the word, even God filial, and then you say that this filial love is natural love, human love. No. You have to understand that the filial love is limited love. It's selective love. It only loves those who are closest to us, okay? Now, if you apply this way, now, if you're understanding this way, and I feel this is very important this morning, I must say it here. In John 5, it says, the Father filials the Son, because the Son was the only begotten that was in his bosom, was closest to him. But now, please listen. In John 3:16, I mentioned this. John 3:16, God so agape or agapao the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Let me add this, whom he filialed. Do you understand my point? I hope you understand my point. John 3:16 speaks of the God's love expands from the closest to him to the whole world. I don't want you to go back to say, well, God's love need progressed. How can you say that? God's love is perfect. God's love will never need to be progressed, but in his action. And I told you that. The agape love, this word agape, the root word, is the verb. How do you know God's love? God's love is manifested in his loving the world by giving his only begotten Son, whom he filialed. Don't say that word will come corrupt. With God, it never will corrupt. I hope you must understand that. Never bring that back home. Don't say in New York, it's in the church in New York, they preach that way. We don't preach that way. I hope you understand that. We must make a clear distinction. We must make a clear distinction between these two words. They are both good. They are both good. One is limited, one is selective, and this God has given to us in our first birth. And we must develop that in our Christian life. That is what it means to enter into the kingdom. And I must tell you, you know, actually there are so many things, and I really hope the brothers will have more utterance on this. You know, when the brothers mentioned 2 weeks ago, in fact, I suggested to use to add more on the kingdom, it's because of this. Because the brother mentioned about the parallel between Galatians 5 and 1 Corinthians 13. Because in Galatians 5, they mentioned, you know, you remember Dick mentioned this 2 weeks ago. He mentioned that the work of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, now I want you to show that verse unfruitful. Yeah. Okay. Second Peter chapter one. Now, I almost stood up, but I couldn't stand up. I would tell Brother Timothy, stop there. Okay. Now, verse 8. Okay. For these things, existing in you and abounding, constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful. Please remember, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? What is the first item of the fruit of the Spirit? It's the agape love. So therefore, the progression of this, you know, from faith and endurance, knowledge, diligence, whatever, and then eventually to filial love and love. For these things existing in you, do you know existing in you? Why does it exist in you? Because we already have the filial love. Because in our first birth, that filial love has been already put into us. That is our instinct love. But that love needs to expand, okay? Existing in you and abounding and constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful. Meaning that in our Christian life, we need to be fruitful. And the fruitful is the fruitful of the Spirit. It is in the realm of the Spirit that our filial love will grow and progress and into the love. And that is the entrance of the kingdom. That is into the realm which God has put into this love in us, and in himself, he demonstrated this love. First, by showing us how much he loved his only begotten son that was in his bosom. That was why the filial love. It is not because God's love needs to progress. It is not because God's love in any way short. But it is in the action to demonstrate the action of the agape love. And that agape love is shown in John 3:16. Now you understand my point? God, so agapao, the whole world, that he gave his only begotten son that was so close to him, that was in his bosom, and whom he filialed. Nothing short of this filial. It only demonstrated, it provided the setting, it provided the opportunity for God to demonstrate, to exhibit his agape love. And in loving us, not only that we will not perish, but have eternal life. And in that life, in that divine birth, that agape love as a seed has been put into us. And that needs to grow. Do you understand? And that's what salvation means. That's what it means, the salvation brought us into this kingdom. And when it brought us into this kingdom, that we will not be idle nor unfruitful. If we remain in the realm of this kingdom, dear brothers and sisters, which is the realm of the Spirit, we will spontaneously not be idle, we will not be unfruitful, but we will have the fruit of the Spirit. And the very first one is the agape love. We will not just love those who are closest to us. We will not just love those that we love and those and all that. And our love will grow. Don't say God's love need to grow. God's love does not need to grow. God's love needs to be demonstrated to those of us who have enjoyed this seed of both the filial love and the agape love. Okay? So dear brothers and sisters, I hope you will go home and bring this with you. Don't bring that kind of inadequate things to say, well, you know, God's love is, you know. Well, yes, this is progression so far as we are concerned, okay? You can say this natural love may corrupt, but that depends on which realm we are in.
Right. Right. Okay.
Nothing to do with God. God is always eternally. His word, his love is perfect, and he's always God, well, in his kingdom, in his realm, God is always where God is. That's where his kingdom is. So therefore, dear brothers and sisters, I hope that if we've gone through all this time in these 6 weeks going through the book of in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I hope we will go home with this kind of a correct impression. Our concept is not so easy to turn, let me tell you, because our concept has been in that kind of a, well, whatever I can say, always, you know, this agape, this filial love is not so good, and so on. I don't think we have a clue about what it was. And even today, after 6 weeks, I think we have some proper clue about it, okay? Yes, in our experience, now please listen, I must repeat this again. In our Christian experience, there is a progression, but don't apply that to God. Particularly when you are quoting, when you're using 2 Peter chapter 1, don't, in fact, I would rather suggest not use John 5. Because that's not the proper application. Do you follow me? Do you follow me? Don't try to say, oh, you know, how do you explain that? Yeah, of course we explain that. If you understand what agape love is, if you really properly understand what filial love is. So don't confuse it. Don't confuse the issue by quoting this verse. Don't confuse the issue by quoting John 5 and John 16. But on the other hand, we must understand that as Christian life, we do need a progression. And we do need to be fruitful. Don't you think God needs that? Of course not. God is a source, is everything, right? So you understand? So I hope, dear brothers and sisters, we'll bring this home and we understand it properly. And we pass on the information properly, okay? Don't pass on the information inadequately, because this is important. This is important to our experiencing it, and this is also important for helping others to come in. We hope many will be touched by this. You know, I hope that the John 3:16 will touch many in a new way. What does it mean? What does it mean, John 3:16? God so agape-powered the whole world that he gave his only begotten son, whom he filialed because was so close to him. In other words, God is willing to give the closest to his heart in order to gain all those who are so far away from him. What measure of love? Okay, so I hope that this will not only clarify our own thinking, but also I hope this will even increase our burden for the gospel. This will also make the gospel that we preach, which is much more touching and much more, how I say, inspiring and influential to other people. Okay, so I hope that many saints will share and to strengthen what has been shared during the last few weeks.